Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A team of U.S. diplomats met with their North Korean counterparts, part of the preparations for a much-anticipated U.S.-North Korea summit next month. President Trump, who called off the meeting last week, tweeted Sunday he believes the North has brilliant potential. Tufts University scholar Soon-Yun Lee is unimpressed.
Very unrealistic. I don't think the North Koreans will be very persuaded by that. It's a little bit like saying, you know, I'm pretty sure in due course there will be world peace. Everyone will live with everyone else in peace and harmony.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met over the weekend. Mr. Moon speaking here through an interpreter.
We have agreed that the June 12th summit meeting should be held successfully and that our journey for the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization and a perpetual peace system should not be halted. We have agreed to cooperate with each other for this.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is not hopeful North Korea will give up nuclear weapons. He appeared on ABC's This Week.
We have a leader in Kim Jong-un who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
Also in the news, Guinea President Alpha Conde has reshuffled his government, replacing 13 of 33 ministers, including the finance and security portfolios. Comes a week after bringing on Ibrahima Kasario Fofana as prime minister. His predecessor stepped down after violent protests in February. And leftist rebel Gustavo Petro and conservative Ivan Duque, who made the most votes in Sunday's presidential election, set for a runoff in June. This is VOA News. Spanish rescuers have pulled more than 500 migrants from the Mediterranean who were trying to make the dangerous crossing from North Africa in small, rickety boats. There are no reports of any casualties. European Council President Donald Tusk says they have come up with a plan which identifies steps to meet the challenges posed by the Africa to Europe migration crisis.
The elements of the action plan are designed to, one, address the root causes of migration, two, enhance cooperation on legal migration and mobility, three, reinforce protection of displaced persons.
Spain is becoming the leading destination for migrants trying to reach the European Union to escape war and terrorism, poverty at home. Italy's still the most popular stop because Italian islands are quite close to the North African coast. According to a draft resolution seen by Reuters, the United States has proposed the UN Security Council impose sanctions against several South Sudanese ministers and other officials, accusing them of obstructing justice and peace efforts and blocking humanitarian assistance to civilians. Council diplomats are due to meet for negotiations on the text on Tuesday and vote as scheduled on Thursday. Security Council sanctioned several senior officials in South Sudan on both sides of their conflict in 2015, but a U.S. bid to impose a weapons embargo in December of 2016 failed. Chinese leaders say they can end their one-size-fits-all approach to fighting pollution. This comes as Beijing tries to devise more nuanced policies that match local conditions and minimize economic disruption. While China met its 2013 to 2017 air quality targets, Environment Ministry officials have said that a more specific city-by-city approach will be required to make further improvements in fighting pollution. Americans are remembering the nation's war dead today. It is Memorial Day, a holiday. Sunday, U.S., French, and German military officials took part in ceremonies at the American Cemetery in France, marking the 100th anniversary of a battle in World War I. It was a key moment, and Rear Admiral Brent Scott spoke about the untested Marine Corps.
You know, when they came here, they were a youthful corps and had never really experienced conventional commercial-grade warfare.
The Allied victory, the first major U.S. engagement of World War I, helped turn the tide against Germany. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.